I can literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I can start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
I told you I was reading about the Mayans recently.
Yeah, I like that.
Dude, they used to build temples in the ocean. So it would be like a stone's throw away. Like you, like they would say that's how far. Their units of measurement, they would measure the depth of holes by, I forget the word, but it was like the average height of a man.
They'd okay.
Be like, it's seven, a lot of it was deep. And they would just be like, it's like six guys deep. Yeah. Like,
that's good.
It's really nice. But yeah, they would build these like temples out, like, you know, 10 feet out in the ocean, out of limestone. I don't know how the fuck they did this. And then they
were wasting a lot of time.
I think they really were.
They should have been focused on other things.
They could have figured some other stuff
instead
out.
Instead of temples in the ocean.
Well, they were
to really focus.
They were just like cutting people's heads off and letting the blood drip down the steps. They would like have like a cool statue of a snake and be like, this thing's, it would be like a snake eating a lion. Like, we got to get some blood
on
this.
We're going to have to cut some people's heads off.
We got to cut some people's heads off.
Who's that village next door that we hate?
Dude, yeah.
Let's sacrifice those fuckers. They'll never join up with anybody that shows up. They'll never finally join up with
outside
force.
I didn't know there
force.
Was like three or four unsuccessful expeditions before Cortez. Like a couple dudes rolled up and got fucking smoked by the Mayans.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they'd roll up like 40 deep and be like, come here, guys. And like, these dudes would just go bonkers. And they're like, we had the weaponry. We thought they were like, we could get them. But they were just, we were firing shit off our boats at them. And they were like, we don't. They just kept sending guys. And then they would take your boy and they would fatten him up. So the dudes who were in POV, POW,
yeah,
POV
girlfriends?
Camps, yeah, I know.
What are these girlfriends?
They would capture you and you would just be getting fed nonstop. And then you'd slowly be like, shit, they're fucking, they would eat one of your boys. And you go, oh no, dude. I thought they were treating me like a king over here. And they would fatten, they would just like have dudes they captured and be like, he's looking pretty good. He's getting pretty good.
These right guys, now. No offense to any Mayans listening, but these guys deserved what they had coming. Yeah, I didn't know they got the Spanish got crushed a couple times.
It was like they would launch these like expeditions and just end up on the shore, and it would just be cannibals fucking freaking out at you as soon as you rolled up. They'd be blowing darts, fucking throwing shit at you.
But that's
It was like they were like more explorer types. They would hang out, roll up, and be like, "Oh, this is sick." And then sometimes
a small amount took down everybody.
Oh yeah, Cortez apparently. I don't know if there's multiple Cortezes, but this was a. His name was Cortez. I forget his first name. But like after like two or three dudes rolled up and got kind of what for, he was like, fuck this, and brought like 11 ships and 500 dudes. And then he showed up and they just thought like, you know, it wasn't even just about like his beard. He rolled up and he took the whole village. He took everything and then he found a guy's, it was like a nobleman's wife, one of the Lord's wives. And he was like, they plundered everything and he was like, go back and tell him like, we're going to give you back all your stuff. And the villagers all came back and the Spaniards were like, here's all your shit. We're not trying to fuck with you. We're just trying to we're trying to chill with you guys. And they were like, fuck, this dude rules. And I think eventually he fucking crushed all of them.
Yeah. Yeah. I forget. It's the beginning of Guns, Germs, and Steel, which is pretty funny. It's like that. They just rolled in on horses and shit and they just opened fire.
Yeah.
Everybody started spazzing.
Yeah.
They immediately captured the king.
Yeah, well, that was like, when they told him,
the Aztecs.
It was one of them where they brought him in. It was just him and, like, six dudes in the king's, like, inner sanctum. They were like, dude, you guys are so cool. Your beards are so fucking sick. And then they're like, yeah, cool, man.
Yeah, that's awesome. You want to see our swords?
The one Cortez I heard, he, like, was kind of chilling with them, and you know, getting down. Eventually, they gave him a Mayan bride, and he, like, that was, like, his lady. He started, like, sailing with her, and she would, like... I don't know if it was the Cortez the Killer or just another Cortez. But yeah, the flag was sick, dude. It was just the cross. They'd be like, all who worship this symbol, like worship this symbol and have faith in it and we will conquer. They would just fly in. Cortez was a big missionary. He would go in their temples and just knock their statues down and be like, you guys got to praise the Virgin Mary. And apparently a lot of them were like, for sure. And when they would go, other Spaniards would pass by some of the villages on boats. They would just go, Maria, Maria.
Nice.
They love Mary, dude.
That's good.
Yeah, it's pretty chill.
Yeah, I guess you'd have to kind of believe them. You know what I mean? If you spent your whole life watching everybody get their head cut off and you're throwing rocks in the ocean to try to build a temple.
Yeah.
Somebody shows up on a fucking spaceship.
Someone shows up on a giant, 11 giant boats and they ride horses off the boat onto the beach. You're just like, bro.
Yeah, I'm with them. I trust them.
What's your story? And like, no, dude, it turns. And they were just like, that's so fucking sick. Because their guy, Quetzalcoatl, was like their big, that was like their big dude. Dude, you know what his name was originally? Cuculain.
Ooh.
Just like the Irish mythological guy. Cuculain.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, kind of nuts. Remember that lady I tried to book for the podcast who was like, yes, an ancient alien specialist? She wrote a whole book about how the Mayans were Irish. And
we was Mayans.
We was Mayans too.
It was, yes, Mayans. I knew we was Mayans.
But yeah, I'm gonna keep reading that book. It's pretty tight. It was written by this guy, Diego Landa, who was just a missionary who was documenting like just kind of how they got down. And they just kind of like studied outer space really hard, and then they just like cut people's heads off and just chilled. Pretty cool.
Yeah, it's awesome.
But yeah, they were.
I wish I knew more about it. I never really got into the Aztecs or the Mayans. Incas, I was big for a little. Where I like the Incas.
I never know where the fuck they live. The Mayans were the Yucatan.
The Incas are like Peru.
Okay, so they're in Peru.
The Andes Mountains.
And where were the Aztecs? They were Mexico.
The Aztecs, right? Were Mexico as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because they do have stuff like
that. I think the Mayans and Aztecs didn't really overlap.
But apparently there were Mexicans that weren't Mayans that would come down. They would battle the Mayans a lot too. They were battling the lads like way back when.
Who knows?
But yeah, it's pretty cool. The Spaniards would come down and like get in a fight, and they like would name the places. The one bay is just called like the Malo Pilar, which just means the bad fight. It was really sick.
They were city states.
Sometimes.
I see. Mayan, yeah, the Mayans were independent city-states.
Yeah, it wasn't
like one empire.
No, they weren't like a group of people. They were just kind of a bunch of different.
They flourished until 900 AD, so like 500 years before the Spanish got there.
Yeah, but then I think they just became
they're
like.
They're probably just chilling.
They're just chillers. They had one central town. They all like joined in, allegedly after fucking Quetzalcoatl like showed them how to get down. And they all like hung out, but they would always be three brothers who were chill, and then like they would just turn evil and kill each other every time. Three brothers, they'd start a podcast, turn on each other. It would just be three dudes being like, yeah, we're in charge of all this. And then one day, one would be like, I want 75 fucking wives.
It's usually how it goes. Yeah, Hernan Cortez.
Yeah. Dude was a bro. I didn't get to the part where it was written by the Spaniards, so the guy was like, just like, yeah, dude, he's pretty chill. Everyone liked him. I don't know what else happened. It's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, they had a guy who was, there was like two kind of like bishop type dudes, and one guy was like, we have to torture these guys because they keep worshiping snakes and cutting people's heads off. So we had to torture them to like, it's the only way these guys, and the guy's like, we can't torture them. And then one dude, he's like, he came to convince the guy, like, we shouldn't be doing this. And the guy's like, no, watch this. And just like torture the guy in front of him. He's like, it works. We're like, fuck it. He's like pulling a dude's teeth out of his head. Like, see?
See, he doesn't like it.
Now he'll do whatever I want.
He doesn't like it at all. Now he's really afraid of us.
I've been reading about the conquistadors. It's all coming together. Dude.
Conquistadors are the shit.
Yeah, that's crazy. They used to come through.
They were mean boys.
Well, they came through and they would literally just be like, the way they were set up was like, well, you know, we're here in the name of the one true God, our King and our Pope, and like you guys have to work for them. It's like insane to think about that you guys aren't going to fucking honor the Pope, the one true God, and our King. So they will go through and be like, you guys are fucking our vassals now, and there's people like Mayans and shit are like, what the fuck is this? So they literally were just kind of it was what I was thinking of the stuff from last week about how we changed from like religious stuff, religious energy went to other stuff. So I started, I'm sitting in my chair today. I'm thinking, I'm like, all right, where I've been trying to figure out where the energy went.
Yeah.
Figured it out, bro.
Where's it at?
I mean, it's no fucking secret. So you used to be able to kill for the King and God. Now you can kill for democracy. It's a perfect fucking transfer, dude.
Yeah.
That's wearing off. But now where's the energy going? What's going to be the next thing you can kill for?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Probably blaspheming the Democratic Party.
I know.
Then you can definitely get killed.
I know. It's coming, dude. How was he built like? Was he thick?
No, he was thin. He looked like everyone else. They're all like super skinny. They're and like
pill body?
Dark fucking, yes. Pure pill body. Yeah, purely, like actually clearly was doing drugs. Yeah. They all look like junkies.
Just Skeletors, dude.
Not a lot of nodding. I didn't see a lot of nodding off though.
Yeah, it might be on that fucking Christina.
I think they're on the bath salts down there.
Crystal, dude.
They're getting
yeah.
wild.
Whew.
Yeah. It's right, good time. As soon as I came to Philly, I saw somebody. hitting the nod.
Oh, yeah.
Like as hard as
welcome back,
I've seen
dude.
Someone. It was great.
Yeah, they fucking...
He was standing by himself under a bridge doing the limbo.
That's where you do it, dude.
Yeah. Doing just the imaginary limbo.
Well, there's a new tent city on Vine Street.
Really?
I was walking up today, and I was like, oh, there you guys are. Because I knew they came down from like Frankfurt and Kensington. I was like, where the fuck are these guys? And I walked, dude, the whole row along 676, just tents. Dude, they have like... They have it all... Like they tie them to the like guardrail basically, so like they don't blow away. I was literally thinking of Clash of Clans, so I was like, "Damn, someone needs to upgrade these fucking buildings, dude."
Yeah,
they just had their simple little huts.
Those Hoovervilles.
Because, I mean, I it's gotta suck. I know it's gotta suck living in a tent, but like,
you like building a little town though.
That's fun. I would love that. I might upgrade them. I might just go there and
you
just
might go down and
give them like a bi-level tent or get some like shipping containers, take them into the Bronze Age.
I mean, that's what we're talking about. If somebody gets steps, it's over.
True that.
We've talked about that. First guy with a set of stairs, you just control everything.
Well, you can look
if
down.
He's got two floors.
True that.
That's when the Jays will move in. You start killing goats.
You think?
For sure.
I'm lost. <All right>. I'm lost. Oh, you're talking about the temple.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody starts going up high.
Yeah, no, you can't come up here.
You're not allowed up here.
Third floor is where it goes down.
Yeah.
Third floor is where the goats get fucking skinned and eaten. So and it's like,
yeah,
your prayers are answered. Get out of here. Thanks for the goat.
That's going to happen in the tent city.
That's such a sick fucking... I mean, I got to give it to him, dude.
What, the Jays?
Dude, that is a
the ancient Jays?
Awesome scheme. It's like, how can we just make sure we never run out of goats? And they're like, I got an idea.
Tell them God needs us to
someone,
have goats.
Somebody pitched that, dude, and it was just like on and fucking popping. Well, a lot of that stuff came from guys who were just like good at, I guess, what would have been math now. Like they would just watch this guy. And they would be like, they watch the constellations, like, all right, last time this constellation was there, we had an eclipse. And then they just go to the village and like, it's going to be dark.
During the day.
And people would be like, yeah, it'll get dark. And they're like, oh my God. And he'd be like, give me your goats. And that's how like a lot of people just rose through that like basic, through that basic knowledge of watching like astrology, just being like, okay, so that's where that thing is. And then that happens. Got it. No one, everyone else is just fucking like... You know, if you're out sleeping, you know, right out in the fields and you're sleeping all night, you don't know that there's fucking shit moving around above you. You're like, how the fuck did you know that? That's what they say, explain a lot of the early, like, priesthood.
This isn't like Apocalypto.
Was that
you
what
ever
they
see
did?
Apocalypto?
No, dude, I want to see that. That's where he's running or some shit in the beginning?
Well, yeah. He's running around a lot.
I never saw that.
He's I forget if he's an Aztec or a Mayan.
I think a Mayan.
But, yeah, the priest is basically, like... Hits them with the eclipse.
It's time, dude.
Yeah. They're like sacrificing people, cutting people's hearts out.
Goats or die.
And then the eclipse happens, and he's like, see? Told you. God's happy now. Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's how they used to get down. And it was just like...
Mel Gibson's the tip of the spear. He knew about that.
For sure, dude. Yeah. He directed that, right?
Yeah.
He
and then it was right after he got caught coming out at the Jays. So that Apocalypto got kind of fucking pushed to the side.
I heard it's good.
Apocalypto is awesome.
So I like that was a movie. That's something I have like a whole list of movies I want to watch now. They have a Fire Stick, dude. I like got that. And I watched like one movie on it.
I would strictly study mind blowing facts the entire. I would try. Dude, right now I've been deep in comparative mythology and it's nothing but mind blowers, dude. Mm. It's nothing but mind blowers.
Yeah,
dude, you start letting that go. I like ancient hunting tribes versus like.
Oh my God!
Cultivators and how their myths differ based on what they hunt and eat.
Yeah, that'd be nuts.
I dip my toes in, but I can't,
dude. I was thinking about you. So they talk about how, like those tribes that you know when they think about like Cortez going and like killing the Inca or whoever the Mayans and the fucking Incas and all that shit and the Aztecs. Oh, that was so fucked up. And like they were like, dude, the Aztecs had a ritual where they would take the hottest chick, like, you know, of age, and like the biggest babe, and they had the corn festival where like they worship like maize. They'd be like, oh dude, this is like a gift from the god. And almost every culture that plants stuff has a thing about a god being cut to pieces and planted in the ground. That's how the coconut tree came up. This is how maize, same thing.
Okay.
But so they take a beautiful baby, beautiful young lady, dude, the hottest chick in the village. They make her wear like this, the clothes of like the corn goddess. And it's like a 3-day thing. Everyone fasts for 7 days. They like bring the hot babe out. They're like, check out this hot ass babe. Everyone's like, yeah, that's the fucking goddess. Hell yeah, hell yeah. And eventually do a big, after 7 days of fasting, they give them a big banquet of like seeds and all this stuff. And then at the end of it, they fucking cut the chick's head off in front of the whole village. And then the high priest Buffalo Bills her skin all just from her body. The head just like goes somewhere. And then he takes all of her body skin, wraps it around himself, and then puts on her clothes and walks around and does the rest of the procession. So you're a fucking dude in this.
I feel like this is mostly to control the tribe. Like, the, you know, the dudes will compete over a too hot chick and they kill her.
Dude, well, a lot of it too. Their life was so entwined with violence because well, you worship nature. And, like, nature's very violent. So these guys were like, God thinks it's awesome when we just cut chicks' hearts out.
Ugh.
So that's what was going on. Then you're some dude from Spain. And you see this and you're like, fuck this. This is fucked. This is so fucked up.
Is this why all babes want to get murdered?
Yes, dude. Only the hottest chicks got murdered, dude. There was these African dudes. And, like, so there's, like, the difference between the people who are horticulturalists have, like, this, like, kind of regenerative thing, like dying and coming back.
I'm just looking at your dick pressed against the glass.
Dude, but I was... This
like
is
a little kid in the back of a station wagon.
It's fucking...
face against the glass. I'm the trucker behind.
Dude, this is what made me think of you directly. So there's these African villages where, like, if the strict hunters had different mythologies. They didn't have, like, an ordained priest class. Would you bum your funny bone?
Damn, first dude. Funny thing you've done.
I couldn't think
Are
of
you
it.
Serious about
I
that?
Knew there was something there. So there's this African village, and they, if you didn't get to, like, planting stuff and growing and having, like, an ordained priest class, that's where, like, shamans came in, and anyone could apply. So you would just be like, I'm going to fast for 7 days. And you could just fast as many, at least the Native American Indians. Well, some shaman places, like, you had to have a descendant that was a shaman, but you could just fast and be like, I had these crazy dreams. And they'd be like, sounds pretty fucking cool, dude. But you also had to do, like, a bunch of crazy rites of passage. So it was just chaos, dude. So, like, all they believed in was ghosts, and life never ended. You just died, and then they're, like, anytime something bad happened, you're like, dude, that guy we, like, murdered his village, obviously tore my fucking ankle, blah, blah, blah. He's a snake now. But if there was a guy who was, like, a force of nature, who had a large personality, they would die. So, like, you'd be getting sick, right? And all of a sudden, everyone would be like, yo, Shane's getting pretty sick. His ghost is going to be a motherfucker. So they would, like, pile rocks on the grave. Or if someone was a big enough motherfucker, when they died, they'd burn the village down and run away. Because they're like, his ghost is going to be such a motherfucker, dude.
Yeah. Dude, imagine just
made me laugh so hard. Just piling rocks on the grave. Like, I hope this holds them.
They had to do that.
The ghost can't get past the rocks.
No, apparently.
Can't just go sideways.
They were very physical, dude. Yeah, they were just like, this will hold them back. Or you'd stomp on their relatives and be like, don't come back, dude. Just chill. You're good.
That made you think of it?
No, if there's a force, or like somebody with a strong personality, just being like, because you would come back and you'd be pissed. You'd be like, fuck, I'm dead.
Yeah.
And you'd start bothering people. Like, fuck you, dude. So bad shit would happen. They're like, fuck, dude, his ghost is here.
There was Native Americans that would, like, when they tortured people, they would all, what the fuck? It was in that Into the Wild book, I think. It was about, like, Northeastern Native American tribes with... They would, like, catch these white guys. Yeah, remember that story I told you? They like the Indians on the way to the gauntlet were like, say this. It'll make it easier on you. And the guy was like, I'll fuck everybody here. I'll beat all your asses. He was just yelling that in Native American. But they would, like, do the same thing. Like, they would torture someone. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as that person left, they would go, like, hut to hut. And each person would torture them.
Yeah.
Like, you'd go into one room and some old lady would just bite one of your fingers off.
What?
But then they would all hit sticks on their house where what they did was fucked up. They were like, get the spirits out of here.
Get the spirit away. Yeah.
They all believed in that same.
The great spirit, dude.
Yeah.
The Apaches, they were saying that was an Apache. That's how the Apache would become the medicine man. At any point, you could just have, like, wild dreams and you'd be like, all right, I'm going to go for my fast. There's a rite of passage. And you would go in a little tent for 7 days. And then you'd come out and be like, this spirit came to me, blah, blah, blah. But a lot of them would cut the Apaches would cut their fingers off. So you would just cut a digit. And there's a lot of Apache, like, medicine men who only had enough hand action just to pull a bow back. So that's all. They would just have stubs, but they could fucking rip a bow real hard. They were wild bros, dude.
Yeah, thank God we're done with that.
Dude, the stuff they were talking about, I talked about a little bit on our Patreon with Billy and Spud, the shit they did, and I think the indigenous people to Australia, dude, they would take your dong and slit. First, they would circ you, and then they would slit up the backside of your dong. And the idea was that you were supposed
The underside?
Underside, dude. Yeah. It's called a sub-incision. They would take the bottom. They'd put you in a hut for like seven days.
This is just a sharpened rock. This is not like a Ginsu
knife, dude. This is a sharpened rock. And then you had to sit in a fucking hut for like 7 days, and you're drinking all like your uncle's blood, but their blood was coming from their dick cut. They'd open up their dick cut, and they'd pour it in like a fucking bowl, and you were just drinking the blood of your uncle's. And then they would circ you. And once you healed, they'd bring you back in front of your village. And then a dude would lay down, another guy would lay on him, and you'd lay on like your second uncle. And then someone would sit on your stomach and trap you. That's when they take your dong and slit it up. They give you the sub incision. Then there was an older guy there who was like about 30, who was like healed up for years, and he would go, cut me down to the fucking base. And they'd take his and open it and go all the way to the bottom. They're like, ah. And the idea was, because there's
how prevalent was ED in these?
I don't know, dude. And if you made a noise, they would go to all your female relatives and slash your shoulders and their bellies.
Hmm.
Yeah, dude.
That's a night.
Same thing as the Native Americans.
Dude, I'm telling you.
If while you were getting tortured, you like yelled out, your whole family was embarrassed.
Yeah, man.
Forever.
They would fucking cut you. They'd give you a little thing, like, pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. This shit I'm reading is the craziest fucking stuff.
Yeah, but you know who's really bad?
Who?
The Europeans. Do you know who's the real bad guys in this?
Yeah, I mean, with what we know about childhood development now, that can't have produced.
Well, the idea they were healthy-minded
individuals. You got your dick slipped to
sub-incised.
Yeah.
So you can look like the weirdest part was a lot of the myths start with like a trans male who's like male and female. Adam.
Yeah.
Trans male. He was male and female until they removed woman from him. The Aranda people, that's the Australian people who slit their dicks up. They were trying to be like the like original mother man.
They all wanted
to. So they wanted women could bleed and like the mother man had like a big gash, so they were like, fuck, dude, women have their period. So it was apparently a big fuck you to women. Yeah. Like, yeah, no big deal, dude. My dick bled. It's nothing.
God.
Dude, they had shit where like there was groups of dudes who would like.
Who was the first person to like stop this?
The Greeks.
The Europeans. The Europeans were like, hey, what are you guys doing?
Dude, in Africa, they had a thing where they
would have
a
dude rise up and be like, hey, we're done with that dick cutting thing.
People were probably pretty relieved. People were probably like, all right, if you say so, like, you know, I'm not scared of it. But being the last dude up where they were like, hey, guys, everyone knock that shit off. You're like, thank
fucking God. Yeah.
But the Greeks came down. There was kings in Africa who would just get strangled every 7 years, and they knew it. The priest would be like, yo, man, you're the king.
Yeah, it was their term limit.
Yeah, they'd come in, they would just fucking strangle you to death, and then they would bury your corpse and then take your bones out and then hide your bones so that, like, same thing. They didn't want, like, your shit to come back and fuck you up. But the Greeks came down, and there was a king who the Greeks were like, dude, fuck that. You don't got to get strangled, you idiot. And they were like, for real? I'm like, you could be king forever. And you're like, what? It's like, fuck your priest. And wow. Pretty tight.
Yeah. Steven.
Well, what?
Why is America number one, dude?
I think we covered that.
Right. I just want to hear it again.
I wanted to also, too, because one thing I think is kind of funny, but I'm failing to make it funny, is just this idea of explanations, which I'm going to talk about in the talk, and this is in part one, but how all cultures have had rain dances. I talked to you about this.
Oh, yeah, this is great.
And I just think it's interesting because, first of all, a rain dance is an explicit attempt at weather modification. So, like, no matter what you want to say about people in the West, you're like, you're destroying the weather. It's like, that's what they were trying to do. It's just that they failed at it.
Fair.
So that we're kind of like, oh, you know, like we look at it with a degree of reverence.
If they're blasting lasers, we wouldn't be like, oh.
Right. Or if their rain dances worked.
True that.
What I was saying to Shane was, like, if you've lived with somebody that likes the thermostat slightly different, you know how annoying that gets.
Yeah.
If you, all of a sudden, you go out in the morning and it's raining and you're like, fucking.
Fucking savages.
Fucking doing it again.
Oh, my God.
Goddamn like Redskins.
That's so fucking funny. God, that's hilarious.
Yeah, the rain dance, to think of it as attempted weather modification.
I mean, it is, dude.
I mean, no, of course it's what it is. But
that's
it's
crazy.
Just funny to look at it in that light.
And again, though, but people look at
chemtrails, dude.
It was Native American chemtrails. Dude,
they were smoke signals.
They were fucking dancing.
They wanted to make the progress that we make. They just didn't know how.
Fair enough.
And
they didn't fucking get jiggy with it enough, dude.
Right. True.
They should have danced harder.
Damn, the times that it must have appeared to have worked must have been the most lit fucking party ever.
Same thing as like an open mic when like you're out, your rain dance didn't work, some guy like drizzled a little bit. He's like, dude, you just gotta loosen up, just fucking, you just gotta be yourself, dude.
It's like,
just
dude, you're pretty funny. That was good. It's like
it got a little humid, dude. It got humid out there. You just gotta fucking let him have it.
Humid.
I've been doing this for like 15 years, bro. It's like, I know what I'm doing. That was people who thought they were the shit at rain dancing must have been so funny.
They must have like hit it once or twice and then just been like, I'm not doing it again. I can't do it. Like every 10 years they'd hit one. Dude, if you hit a rain dance, you'd be the fucking man.
It's over, yes. Dude. It's over. Well, that's there was another book talking about that and how like God evolved, where there'd be like people who would do that and then they'd be like, "Yep, this guy's in charge of everything," and then he'd do it again, it didn't work, and he'd be like, "Which one of you guys did something fucked up?" And they're all like, "Oh shit. Yeah. Oh, I did something fucked up. Ah, he knows."
It's like in Apocalypto when there's the eclipse. Do you see Apocalypto?
No, I want to see that.
He's an Aztec.
I almost lied and said Mayan. Yes.
Or a Mayan. Yeah. I always do that
yes.
Shit. And it's like, you know the part where that happens? And it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
I love that part. And I'm always such a psycho that in my mind I'm like, maybe they're just making that up to try to trap me. I'm that much of a fucking psycho. But in Apocalypto, they're doing the Aztec thing where they're ripping people's fucking hearts out and cutting their heads off.
Ooh.
The top of pyramids, which they did. At an astounding rate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like lines would be miles long. Jesus. This is a bad rain dance.
Yeah.
That's what it was. It was a real bad rain dance. And yeah. The worst fucking rain dance possible.
Exactly. Explicitly trying to control.
But then there's just a lunar eclipse or a solar eclipse while he's about to get his heart ripped out. And they're all just like, whoa. The sun god has had its fill of blood. Let this guy go. Fuck yeah. But it's just, you know.
That's awesome, man.
It's funny that just a freak occurrence happened and he was...
Well, dude, that's crazy to think of people who were in that time. And then I always think about this, when like 500 years, they're going to look at us and be like, those fucking idiots. Like when it changed from 1998 to like 2005, 2010, I remember thinking like, damn, I live in the fucking tens now, dude. This sucks. I was like, I'm just like some shitty fucking dude in the tens.
Yeah.
To where like I look back on 1910, I'm like, idiot, fucking moron.
I think of that all the time.
Now I'm like, fuck, man. I'm in the fucking tens, dude. I was on the end of it. Now I'm just like.
You're at the end of the sickest century.
Shitting in my fucking hat, dude. I'm like, this sucks.
You could argue.
Shooting on your belly, yeah.
Yeah, but so is spitting. And
yeah.
Not many people are against that. Saliva is used for.
What's it used for?
Saliva
up
in your mouth?
I'm sorry. I'm thinking. I don't even know what you're saying. Yeah. I mean, I would say that has one purpose.
Saliva.
No.
Coming?
Jizz? You got a couple
jizz,
things you can do with jizz.
Jizz has one purpose.
Facials, has one cream purpose. Pies. Yeah.
So what about blowjobs? So it just has to somehow enter a woman. So if they suck it out,
no.
Fine.
I mean, think about it. Think about what sperm actually is. I mean, it's meant to... therefore... I don't know.
You're right. You're saying cum is to make kids.
Sure,
that's it. But I'm saying I like cumming, so I'm sick of I'm sick of being told not to jerk off down here.
I've been trying to tell Shane to stop fapping, dude. I'm all about no fap for relationships is great. If you're totally dependent,
if you can see that, then
I'm on board with that. The church should sell those goddamn pictures. Is what I'm saying.
What?
They should sell their goddamn pictures, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Downplay to some Solo. They don't need to be drinking out of gold fucking goblets, dude. Get some Solo cups up there.
True.
Sip the wine out of there.
The world with that plastic, I think it's good that
biodegradable.
They're
golden chalices.
It's just one. You think about it. You got one cup your whole fucking life.
True that.
You got one sick golden chalice.
True. But gold, I don't know. That's what the conquistadors told
the
Aztecs. They're like, why do you guys need the Aztecs were like, why do you guys need all this gold? And they're
don't
like,
worry about it, dude.
We have a disease that only gold can cure on our hearts. That's what they told them.
Yeah, I went.
That's
to
what the priests suffer from.
I was actually in Mexico last week, and I thought I was looking at all these Mayan ruins, thinking about Shane's talk.
about the Mayans,
yeah. Shane the Aztec
just
ruined Mayans.
All the...
fucking showed up and fucked them up.
Oh, you're saying if Shane showed up on them?
Yeah, right. No, Shane's like the white guy they saw. I mean, it'd be unbelievable. They're all short.
Oh,
they're
dude,
so
if
short.
I showed up and just...
Shane with a beard. Shane with his mustache.
No coming. I'd show up with a metal hat and just be like, come here, you fucking idiots. You guys got gold around here? Put one in a headlock. He's like, go get me some fucking gold. the Catholic Church has historically done a lot of absolutely horrendous things,
sure.
But... as were the times.
Yeah, everyone's done some bad stuff.
I'm very pro Christopher Columbus. I'm very pro every genocide the Catholic Church has helped commit. I think it's cool that the Pope was like, what are you guys talking about? Hitler and the Holocaust? I'm going to look the other way. I'm down with that.
You're an old school.
I'm a hardline Catholic, dude.
Yeah.
You know, dude, jerking off is yeah, that is a sick thing to get behind. Be like, no matter what we did, I'm down with it.
That's sick. No, I like that you're back on your historian,
bro.
Back in your historian.
A lot of people don't think about this. So when we kicked it, went not we. It's another thing I'm trying to avoid. The fucking wheeze. The wheeze.
Well, you're talking about winners.
Well, yeah, true. I mean, it's hard for me to not associate that.
With winners.
Which was pretty sick. In the beginning of the book, they're talking about, so the Spanish, look, I'm going to get in my bag here. The Spanish were there.
Yeah.
The French were there. French
Spanish were kind of running things, weren't they?
Spanish ran shit forever from like 15 to
16,
17.
Really?
Yeah. French were popping off down there too. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, I think that's what Cinco de Mayo is about. It's a victory over the French.
Good.
Surprising,
that's
right?
That's why I celebrate that.
Jamie, check that out for me.
Cinco de Mayo's French got into Mexico?
I believe it's over the French.
I feel like the French couldn't handle Mexico.
They didn't.
The lads must have pwned them.
The lads were like, damn, you guys, you want to talk lazy? Bring out some Frenchmen.
Yeah.
So.
Confirmed.
Thank you very much, Lemaire.
Confirmed.
Kill confirmed. I suppose it's been confirmed, yes. So the Spanish were in there, but the Spanish had like they had conquered everything, all of South America, Central America, and then they were slowly making their way north. That's when they ran into the Comanches, or like those native tribes, the Apaches, the Comanches, and shit.
The Short Kings,
of the Short Kings, and you know, they started getting massacred and tricked and shit. What was pretty funny is the Apache were all of a sudden like there's no record of what the fuck was going on there, other than like you can see migrations of other tribes getting the fuck out of the way from the Comanches, which is pretty cool.
Fuck.
To be like, well, nobody wrote shit down. They were just wandering around in tents, murdering everybody for 1,000 years.
Yeah.
Well, not 1,000, because they didn't have horses yet. But all of a sudden, there was like a huge influx of Apaches running. Mm-hmm. And they're like, where the fuck are you guys going? The Apaches were like, actually, Spanish, we really like Catholicism. Could you please set up some missions in our territory? And so the Spanish were like, holy fuck, dude. We never thought you guys were going to say yes to this, dude. Wait till you see how awesome Jesus is. We're going to bring up some missionaries. This is going to be fun. And it was actually just a trick for them to put basically embassies in Apacheria so that when the Comanches came down and definitely murdered and raped everybody, they would kill Spanish people too.
So that
they would go to war with the Comanches. So it was a pretty funny trick from the Short King Apaches.
Yeah.
But what was nice about it was talking about the settlers. That's how America colonized it. Mm-hmm. Like Spain went in with like missionaries, forts, very governmental, regimented, you know, in intrusion into the land. The Americans just sent people.
Like dudes.
Like literally were just like no forts, no missions, just like people just building houses.
Go check that out.
Which ironically, so the Mexicans invited settlers into Texas,
yeah,
which, you know, eventually the settlers just took Texas.
Yeah.
But the reason they invited them there was to get a buffer zone between them and the Comanches.
Really?
So originally the Mexicans, which you hear people today be like, the Mexican-American War, it was another act of aggression from America where we took their land. Mm. Those fuckers invited us there so that we could be fed to the Comanche. So they would stop fucking with the Mexicans.
Really?
And it ended up that the Americans were kind of rootin' tootin'.
True. They're slim.
They were like, bro, we'll fucking chill here. What, we get raped and murdered every couple years?
Whatever.
Sick.
Texas fucking rules.
Texas does rule. That's when it became a republic, bro.
Really?
That's fucking sick.
So they actually fought off the, they were like, they buffered, and then they probably figured it out, and were like,
well, yeah,
or
that
they
was,
didn't, or they were just
no,
like,
they figured it out. They figured it out. And well, yeah, they kind of tamed the land a little, and then the Mexicans were like, why don't you give us that land back?
Yeah.
Like, why don't you come fucking take it?
True.
That's where that flag's from.
Yeah.
I think. Then the Alamo happened, which was a huge mistake.
Does the Texas flag say it's like, fuck off, Mexico?
Yeah, pretty much.